Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this October 20th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to catch up with our friend, Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships with Extension UW. Right now, in studio, we have our friends from Visit Rome. We have Lisa Kubis, Executive Director. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Lisa?
Good.
And Jillian's here with us. Jillian Elekana?
Elekana? Elekna.
Elekna. Elekna. I made it more ethnic than it is.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's my bag. That's what I do.
That's fine. I've had people ask me if it's Hawaiian before, and I'm like, I'm a little pale to be Hawaiian.
That's kind of funny.
I wish I was tanner, but whatever.
That's funny. Really appreciate you guys being here, and a big thank you to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. Big thank you to them. Love catching up with the Rome area. How are things going over there before we dive into events and everything? How's the last month been over in the Visit Rome area?
Yeah, month has been great. We continue with events and things going on in the town. At this point in the year, it's, you know, the weather can make or break things. But yeah. I think we've had some cooperation with the weather, too. So, yeah, things are going well.
Very good to hear. So let's dive right in. And boy, we get to start things off with a really fun one that's coming up this weekend. The annual Colorama at the Tri-Norse Winter Park. Mm-hmm. It's a fun event.
Yeah, it's great. They actually did it last weekend as well. They're running it from 10 to 3. It's free to the public. Come and enjoy if you make it to the top of the hill, it's a beautiful view of the four counties. You can either hike up to the top, or they have a UTV going as well that will take you to the first viewing point. And then if you want to go all the way up, you'd have to take the stairs the rest of the way. But either viewing point is absolutely gorgeous.
Especially with this job where it's so time sensitive, I tend to be early to things. This is the only time of year where I run late. And it's because I take the long way everywhere I got to go so I can see the trees and everything else.
Right.
Now, I don't know. I have not been in a view like that before where you're up there and getting to see that and like looking down at or looking at like almost at eye level with these trees. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a really cool opportunity to be able to do that.
It's incredible. It's a great complex. There's a warming house, although the weather is really supposed to cooperate on Saturday.
Our friends at Tri-Norris do such a good job with these events, hosting these and making them fun for everybody, and oftentimes even giving people an opportunity to do things they may not normally always get a chance to do.
For sure,
it's a fun event. Again, that is from 10 to 3, and it is going on Saturday.
Correct.
All right. Wednesday, October 26th, and every Wednesday you have DJ Trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. You had me at Hoozles at the Lakes, let alone trivia. Right. A fun combination right there.
Yeah, by now I think a lot of people are aware of the offerings at Hoozles, the DJ Trivia as well as the DJ Bingo. I mean, always a good time. Good food and good company at Hoozles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that we like about this, too, is that DJ Trivia gives gift cards for first through third place, and that's fun for people, too. So keeping that in mind as well. And then on Friday, busy again with DJ Bingo at Hoozles at the Lakes. Mm-hmm. DJ Bingo for this.
Correct. Yeah, that's from 8:30 to 10 every other Friday.
Hmm. And it's just a fun time. Again, Hoozles, you can have a glass of water there and enjoy yourself, let alone sure. All these other things. It's,
right.
It's a blast.
Right.
Love our friends over at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yeah.
Saturday, October 29th, really fun one coming up here, as we do towards the end of October, always have these Halloween parties. But this is a little different than I'm used to. A Halloween craft day at Lester Public Library of Rome.
Right. You can stop at the library and enjoy kids' crafts and spooky Halloween games. There's actually a lot going on Saturday the 29th. So we can roll right into right after the craft day at the library. Mm-hmm. Visit Rome, in conjunction with the Rome Makers organization, is hosting a family Halloween party in our Rome Town Center. It'll be a walking event. We have about 20 businesses and organizations that will be handing out candy. They'll be dressed up. There'll be a photo booth for families and prizes for costumes.
Now, with both of these events, are they time sensitive? Is like the Rome Halloween party? Is that like going from one time to another?
Right, it's going from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay, all right. Yep. When it comes to dressing up, are we encouraging everybody to get in their costumes and everything for that?
Oh, for yes. sure.
Yeah, all right, cool.
We even have our costumes almost ready to go.
Nice. Oh, good on you. Good on you, guys. Yep. Good on getting involved in it. That's fun. And you know, these are certainly, well, we never want to discourage kids from trick-or-treating or anything like that. I know how important it is for moms and dads out there going to safe events, going to events that they know that they can hang their hat on. This is going to be a safe event. As who was a little kid who went to this when I was young, I can tell you it's a safe event. It's a fun event. And
sure.
Yep. It is so cool to... It's also, like, especially for parents who don't get to go to, the like, you know, obviously with their kids to grade schools and see these kind of things. You get to see so many little kids dressed up. It's right. like one of the only times as an adult you get to see this, like, all in one, you know, sector and everything. And I don't know if they still do this. Back when my sister and I were little, they had, towards the end of the night or in the middle of the night, had the kids, like, all go in a, like, kind of walk around in a circle and show everybody their costume. And it was kind of fun.
Okay.
It was kind of cool. There's just so many great things about this, and it's one of those just events we look forward to every year around this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be a great event. We had really good attendance last year, so
and
hopefully building on that.
And we're not done there. There's still more going on Saturday, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. There are a couple things going on in the evening. First is there is a Halloween party at the Lake Sherwood Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Karaoke, drink specials, and prizes for the best costumes. Obviously, this is an adult function.
Yeah.
We also, to me, this is sounds so fun. The Monroe Prairie ATV Club is putting on their annual Halloween ride. So you jump in your ATV or UTV, bring your flashlight, and look for things in the woods, hidden
Ooh,
ghosts,
okay.
and
yeah, yeah.
witches, and goblins. So.
One of the things that is like kind of sneaky about this area that I don't think gets enough credit is the creativity that mm-hmm. Nonprofits and businesses mm-hmm. have with different events and, you know, taking events and putting their own spin on them, putting a Midwest or a Wisconsin spin on them oftentimes. I've never heard of anything like this. I've heard of hay rides before. We've
yep.
all heard of those,
yep.
but not an ATV kind of like hay ride.
Right.
This is such a cool idea.
Oh,
this is so darn good. A big shout out to the Monroe Prairie ATV Club, because
yeah.
this is one of the cooler, unique ideas I've heard of when it comes to Halloween. And man, I love it. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's from 6 to 11, and the starting point would be Hoozles on the Lakes.
Good to know. Good to know. Is there anything else? Do people need to register for this or anything like that?
They do not.
Just show up.
No,
just show up and get ready to have some fun.
Yeah,
right. Cool. And then also Saturday, October 29th.
Right. After you take your UTV ride, you can just stay at Hoozles for live music by the Union Road Band.
Great band.
And that will be from 6:30 to 10:30.
It's a great band and a great way to wrap up the night, you know, a great weekend of celebrating All Hallows Eve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as hard as it is for me to do to say goodbye to Halloween, we do have to look at November. We have to be adults about this because there is a lot of fun things to look forward to in November.
There is.
We've got the American Legion Auxiliary Wine Tasting Fundraiser.
Yeah.
Again, another one of these great ideas and another great way to bring some attention to a good cause and some good things and just have some fun and, you know, a nice bottle of wine maybe. Mm-hmm. It would never hurt.
Yeah. This event is put on by the American Legion Auxiliary Club, which is another nonprofit in the Rome area.
Mm-hmm.
Your experience includes just a hand sample, a hand-picked selection of 3 white and 3 red wines, and then you also get to take a free bottle of your favorite wine at the end of the night. The host this year is pretty exciting. His name is Louis Hickner. He is the food and beverage manager out at Sand Valley Golf Course. He is definitely a wine connoisseur, so has picked out some great wines, and... is a big personality, so will be surely be a great host.
I think that we don't get a lot of these kind of things in our area, so I think that they're new to some people, but they're it's such a unique, fun opportunity for people as well. Mm-hmm. And it's a chance to do this not only with somebody who really knows what they're talking about in Louis, who you mentioned there and everything, but it's also an opportunity of helping our local veterans. It's such a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. Any opportunity we can have to help bring attention to our veterans, to help our veterans in any small way, I would hope that every person out there listening wants to jump at that and be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Then you add the wine tasting part in there. That seems like kind of fun, too. Like so it's a win-win right there. I mean, yeah. You're not only helping our vets, but also enjoying not having an experience that you probably don't get a chance to do very often.
Right.
Wine tasting things can be kind of fun, and you never know what you you have this wine that you've always liked. I like a red wine. I like a white wine, whatever. You try some different samples. You're like, oh, actually, this one is not so bad. I don't mind this one.
Right.
It's a fun night. I imagine that you have to be 21 for this, so we'll
you
put
do.
That out there.
For sure.
And I can't think of anything else necessarily you have to keep in mind other than just bringing a smile and your taste buds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can purchase tickets at the Lake Arrowhead Guest Services office or on the Visit Rome website under our shopping tab, and tickets are $35. So the experience and bringing home a free bottle of wine just seems like a great deal to me.
Really getting your money's worth out of that, too.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool, because it's not just your average bottle of wine you're taking home. You're taking home something that Louis here is recommending.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. That is.
Yep.
On Saturday, November 19th, the Old Fashioned Holiday Craft Fair.
Yeah, so this is put on again by another nonprofit in the town of Rome, the Rome Makers. So more than 30 vendors with handcrafted items. There'll be a ticket raffle, lunch, bakery items. And just a shout out to the Rome Makers. They're celebrating actually their 50th year of their organization town of Rome.
Oh, is
so
that
it's
cool?
Pretty impressive.
Very, very. Congratulations to them. Mm-hmm. And a big thank you to them. They have, I mean, again, going back to my old days in that city, they have gone a long way for that area and done a lot of good work.
They do.
That's going to be a fun event. And that is going from 9 to 3, I see, on Saturday, November 19th.
Correct.
Okay. Thursday, November 24th, Move Your Feet Before You Sit and Eat, 5K Turkey Trot Fun Run. One of the greater names for a 5K run walk I've ever heard. It's one of the better names I've ever heard. It's for a good cause as well.
Right. You can register the day of the event. Pre-registration is not required. So this starts in the Rome Town Center. Address is 274 Geneva Trail. It's the race starts at 8:30 a.m. Everyone is welcome. You can run, you can walk. The first 50 participants will receive a thank you gift, which will be some stretchy gloves.
Nice.
To support silent sports in the town of Rome. This event is being held.
It's a great cause and a great thing to be able to be a part of. And as we get closer and closer to winter, we don't have as many of these trot, fun, run kind of things. And we got so many runners in this area, so many people that love being a part of these. So it's a great opportunity to get one more in before the end of the year, see what your times are like, and a great way to be able to raise awareness and money for great people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're doing some good work there. A win-win right there. And how do you register for this event?
You do not have to register.
Oh, you don't
Pre-registration
have to
register. Is
okay.
not necessary.
Right. Very
you just
cool.
show up. Registration starts at 8 a.m. and the race starts at 8:30.
Before we move on to our final kind of one here, or some of our final stuff on here, I did want to rewind just for a second because we were talking about the, where was it, the... the library. I'm sorry. The Halloween Craft Day at the Leicester Public Library of Rome. And just a special shout out to the Rome Library. It's such a wonderful library. And I know that, not as many people get to go to the smaller libraries. If you're in town here, you probably go to Macmillan or something. But all these libraries are attached and work together. And they do such good work over there. And I just wanted to give a shout out to them real quick because it's good people over there. And that Halloween Craft Day at Leicester Public Library of Rome is Saturday, October 29th, so coming up in just a week or so. If you haven't been to the library in a long time, this is a great mm-hmm. opportunity to get over there and have some fun while you're at it.
Yeah, and also on their website, they do have a calendar of events. They are constantly holding craft days or reading days or Lego building, just so many things to do for kids.
You would never, especially looking at their website and looking at the action that they and the things that they do over there, you would never expect it to be a smaller library. They got big people over there, big ideas, and they're doing big things. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
Also, wanted to mention, because we are so happy about this, that we love our farmers market. We love supporting our farmers and getting some of the best produce in the state. But we know once it gets a little bit colder out there, can't have these farmers markets. Except we can, because in Wisconsin, we do not say no. We just keep going on Wisconsin.
Yes.
The winter market in Rome kicks off on December 2nd.
It does. So the winter market will run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on December 2nd. Come out and do some of your Christmas shopping. There'll be just some unique vendors there.
Mm-hmm.
After December 2nd, it moves to the second Friday of every month.
Hmm. And it goes on that second Friday from 9 to 1, I see?
Correct.
Cool. Yeah. And good to know. And again, just a great opportunity to get some of the best produce in the state, support our farmers, and maybe get those, that person that you cannot find what to get them for Christmas, maybe it'll be there.
Right.
Maybe this is the place where you find it and everything.
Right.
My dad is just so hard to shop for. I'm telling you, maybe I'll find it there.
It'll
be a good place to go. And again, the farmers markets being going on in winter, so cool, so great to be able to have that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I do want to get to the Dove's Nest in a moment with you guys, but I did want to give a shout out to the website again, visitromewi.com. It's such a great website. You guys did such a nice job with this, and I want to encourage people to go on there, especially because your days are getting lower and lower to be able to win this ATV there.
That's very true.
You can win a 2022 CF Moto 600 Touring ATV. And you can also possibly win gift certificates to be used at Country Sports in Wisconsin Rapids. All you got to do is go to the website, visitromewi.com. Just hit the Enter Here button, and you'll be a part of that. Mm-hmm. I want somebody to be able to win this and have some fun with it. And I want pictures. I want pictures of you with this ATV, whoever wins this.
Right.
I want to see them. We've been talking about it for a while here so I want to see who finally wins this thing.
Yeah, we can't wait to do our live drawing at Country Sports on November 5th.
November 5th. I was going to ask, November 5th, because the cutoff date I see is November 4th, so just to let people know that. And that'll be cool. Well, looking forward to hearing that. When you join us in November, we'll have the winner probably. So that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun. Again, you go to visitromewi.com, not only to enter that contest, but to find out more information about all the things we've been talking about here, or to just interact with the Visit Rome Bureau, and especially to be able to get swag, like clothes and those things.
Yep.
It's a great way to support the Visit Rome area, but just Rome in general. I have a shirt that was given to me a while back, years ago, and stuff, and I was wearing it the other day when I happened to be a little more up north. And had somebody asking me about it and everything. And so I just used that moment right away to just be I completely was a seller of Rome in that moment. I was just a salesperson and everything. Let me tell you about Rome. It is a great. Just went into my bit real quick and everything. And hopefully encourage some more people to check out the area.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your promotion.
One of the things that makes it easy to promote that area is certainly all these events and everything, but it's the people. The people in that area are the reason why it is so easy. It's a beautiful area and all those things. All that stuff is really great. It's the people that we come back to. And a shining example of that is Dove's Nest. The Dove's Nest, they have joined us on the air before, especially in the early days when they were getting this going and everything. I want to take a moment to talk about this for a second.
Yeah, Dove's Nest, if you're not familiar, it was founded in 2019, the foundation. And retreat. It's the first type of the retreat of its kind in the Midwest. Its purpose is to offer those suffering from a life-threatening disease just a place to come and relax and rest by the beautiful lakeside of Lake Camelot. There is a new director there, Danita Carlson, who I've met, just a wonderful person.
Oh,
she's trying to raise awareness for the families.
Mm-hmm.
There were open weeks throughout the summer, so really trying to raise awareness for families going through this type of thing. So I just wanted to, their website is www.alexcdovefoundation.org if you'd like to learn more about the opportunities to stay there or to become part of their their donor base.
They have a great Facebook page too as well. I encourage people to like that page and be a part of things as well. I don't think many of us, and we ought to be thankful for it, can know what it's like to go through something like this, like the Dove family and all the, and these things. And whether it's the work that Danita's doing, they're doing, everybody involved with this. What you do when you're dealing with that kind of pain or that kind of like stuff, I marvel at this. There's nothing more versatile or stronger in the whole universe than the human spirit. And these are such good examples of that. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to learn more about what they're doing over there, to support what they're doing over there. And if you could donate, that's great. But they also look for volunteers from time to time and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of ways you can help out and help promote the Dove's Nest and the great work that they're doing over there for Alex and for so many, for the memory of Alex and for so many others. Mm-hmm. Just good people.
Oh, for sure. Again. And just spread the word if you know of a family that would enjoy an experience like that. Spread the word.
Again, alexcdovefoundation.org is the website. And I mentioned the giveaway, mentioned a bunch of different things here. I did want to kind of catch up with Jillian a little bit and find out how's the job going? How are you feeling about things? How's it going? You getting more in the swing of things?
Yeah, I think so. I say that and watch as soon as I get back to work. There's going to be 20 emails that all need to be replied to now. But yes, in the long run,
good.
I feel like I've adjusted well. I hopefully would agree.
Yeah. Right on.
And it's just been super nice. The people of Rome are super nice. Really good experience.
Good. Very good to hear. That's cool. And thanks for sharing that, Jillian. I appreciate it. And just real quick before we let you guys go, the tourism grant program, I wanted to mention that as well, that is out there. That is something you can learn more about by going to visitromewi.com. Again, visitromewi.com is the website to go to find out about the tourism grant program or really any of the things that we've been touching on today. Mm-hmm. And just real quick, want to rewind for a second and just remind everybody that this weekend, the annual Colorama at the Tri-Norris Winter Park is going on. Just one of the more fun events in our area, going from 10 to 3. Be sure to check that out. It is, can have a good time at this one. And really, as these leaves are going to leave us soon, no pun intended, it's a great opportunity to get a really good look at them and take that
in. Last weekend, it was just an incredible view. So I assume this weekend will be the same.
I look at the thanks to the travelwisconsin.com and everything, I look at the fall foliage map, and I can see what the Rome area, what they're saying for it. For you guys, what are you seeing? Is it pretty much in full bloom, or you got a little bit of time here still?
No, I think we're pretty much at peak.
I thought so. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing there at the site, too. Well, you got to get over there. Got to take it in, everybody. It's a fun time. You guys, thank you so much for the wonderful conversation, as always. Lisa, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can either contact us through our website, visitromewi.com, or they can call our office directly, 715-325-3090.
And the website for the Dove Foundation, that's alexcdovefoundation.org. Both of you, thank you so much. You guys have a great holiday. Have a great Halloween and have fun. I do want to know what costumes you picked out, though. I do want to hear that. I want to hear back. I want to hear some reporting on that.
We'll bring a picture next
time. Thank you. Okay, wait. Have a good one, you guys. Take care.
Yeah. You too. Thank you.
And we'll come back with some more Morning Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.